Alaska State Troopers and Village Public Safety Officers have swept into a coastal village after the high-profile resignation of village health aides there. Two healthcare workers quit their jobs in the village of Nunum Iqua, saying conditions there were unsafe. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson reports.
Arrests are up in the tiny coastal village following a new push to beef up law enforcement there. Alaska State Trooper Lieutenant David Tracy.
What we've done is sent a trooper that's stationed in St. Mary's, who is normally responsible for public safety matters in that region, on a temporary duty assignment to stay in the village of Nunum Iqua for the next 2 weeks.
The village public safety officer program has also now moved two officers there. This after two health aides resigned their position, leaving the remote village without anyone to provide medical assistance. Until now, the village has been without a law enforcement presence, and aides there said they faced constant harassment and threats from fellow villagers who would demand service even when conditions were unsafe. Many of those situations arose out of alcohol-related violence or injuries. Bill Schreiner is the health aid director for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation. He said the organization has stood behind the aides' decision to resign.
We understood that these are deep and important issues for them, and they needed to make the best decision for themselves and their families.
Tribal health and law enforcement agencies met last week in Nunum Iqua to come up with a plan to continue medical services in the village.
Our commitment to the folks in the village was when either troopers or a similar kind of presence could be available, then we would match up, to the best of our ability, we would match up with itinerant health aides.
For now, two health aides from CHIVAC are filling in, but how long that will last is unclear. Lieutenant Tracy says troopers are already spread thin in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, which includes 56 villages.
Try to utilize those resources in the most effective way possible. And unfortunately, we're unable to provide a trooper in a village the size of Nunum Iqua.
VPSO coordinator Alvin Jimmy says he's been trying to post an officer there for some time already.
But pursuing applicants, I have yet to find one or have yet to find an interest candidate to be a VPSO for Nunum Iqua.
VPSOs and troopers say they can manage another week of staffing there, but there's several issues to resolve before a stronger presence can be established, like where exactly an officer could work or even sleep. Again, Lieutenant Tracy.
Right now, we don't have any state housing or permanent lodging available to us, so we use a combination of places normally when we do a village visit, and those would include the health clinic, the school in some places, or if there's other private lodging available.
Some villages employ tribal police, which are paid for with their own revenues. But tribal police are less prevalent in smaller communities like Nunum Iqua, where there's fewer people and less revenue is generated. YKHC's Bill Schreiner says the health corporation wants to continue to serve the village, but he says ultimately it lies in their hands.
This is something that the folks in Nunum are going to come up with a solution on. And if they have a plan for how the health aides can operate in a secure environment, that we'll get busy trying to hire again.
Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.